We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. John and Jacob back together again.
Yeah. Fighting like we always did.
Back.
It's a lot of fun.
It is fun being in here with Jake. I appreciate it. Jake, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to have the opportunity.
Nothing better to do on a Saturday morning but come on in and spend some time and quality time with Dan O in the studio. It's always nice. And it's a beautiful morning, you know. I mean, we had a couple of warm days, and now it's the weekend. Here we are. We are planning on going hunting again.
Yeah, we're going to try and do some.
Yeah, some more yote hunting. So didn't have any luck last weekend, but we tried. But we have a lot going on this weekend. So here on the Gunsmith Show, we want to thank our sponsors, all of them. That's Tri-County Roofing, Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto, and, of course, Williams Gunsight Company.
Sponsor of this segment.
And they are open 7 days a week, 10 to 6. You can't beat that for a gun shop. Usually gun shops are closed at least 1 day a week, or they open one day, you know, or they're closed on Sundays and Mondays or something like that. Well, not Williams. 7 days a week, plus the ranges are open usually 7 days a week. But you always got to check with them because get out there and use those ranges. That's what they're for. And you need practice. Everybody needs to practice. You can even join their shooting leagues and just have a ball. So 810-653-2131 or go to williamsgunsight.com and check out all their cool stuff, their sights and all their used guns and all kinds of stuff on there. You can check on a daily basis. I almost kind of watch it like the stock market.
Yeah,
and their investments. So I look at what's out there that would be really good in my collection, and I try to keep a close eye on it. So this brings us back to the profit sharing, because they are investments. So you've invested your time into a company, and now that company is giving you a profit sharing check. So what do you do with it? Or you got a big tax return coming. You never know what you're going to get, but it is tax preparing season as well. So now is the time to invest in firearms, more firearms, and even more firearms now, but scopes, suppressors, and we can talk about each one of these. You know, I was told a long time ago, and you know, Jake, we were told that you should spend twice as much on your scope as you do on your rifle.
Right, right.
So you can get a decent rifle. You know, you can have a Savage 110 in 30-06, but if you put a $39 scope on it, it's only going to shoot as good as that scope. But if you put a $430 scope on it,
it'd be a lot different.
You might be able to see better. You might be able to shoot better. You might be able to get a little cleaner shot off. You might be able to see in lower light or early morning that you couldn't see with that cheaper scope. The higher quality glass you get in those scopes, it's very important. So pick out your scope. It might be the season to have your gun threaded and put your suppressor on. Like Jake and I were talking about 30 caliber suppressors on the way into the studio this morning. They are a ton of fun. And you can then go with suppressed loads or just quiet down those loud loads. Like a 300 Winchester Magnum, you shoot it through a suppressor, kind of sounds like a 30-30 going off. It's not bad. It cuts a lot of the noise out. So, or you want to have that 45 ACP pistol a lot quieter, get yourself a good suppressor and do your shopping. Like our good friend Eric from Williams says, make sure you've got the ability to cry once. In other words, buy the suppressor that'll work for a lot of your guns. That way you only have to cry once and pay for the tax stamp and wait for the suppressor. But those are important decisions to make. So bipods, tripods, night vision. If you're ready for night vision, get it when you got that big old check coming in from GM or whoever you got it coming from. Or put it in layaway now. You know when the check comes in, you can pay it off.
I think it would be cool to eventually get one of those FLIR, multi different brands, but the
one of the good
night vision
$3,500.
It's a thermal. It's not even that. It's thermal.
Thermal's the way I would go too.
So it's not the green lights. It's like you're looking for the eyes of the predator, right?
Yeah.
It's like the
picks up the heat signature of whatever.
See
you're
the
looking
scorpion
at
in your hand as you crush it to death.
Yeah. Is that okay? Yeah. Obi-Wan.
Just like no, it's like a predator.
I know. But you got
open your mouth and scream in the woods and
no, that's okay.
Arnold shows up out of nowhere.
But we've had a lot of fun. We're not talking movies. Come on now. It's me and you, not me and Dan. All right. So,
but there's a lot. But you talk about, you know, ways to, you might have no need for another gun.
Well, yeah.
You know, you might be like, you know what? I am happy with, I have three rifles and three handguns. That's all I ever want.
Yeah.
Spend some accessorize, like you said.
Yeah.
Get
what
the,
you need
get
to
the
make
suppressor. Get a fancy optic. Maybe you're always saying, you know, man, the older I get, I wish I had a better scope. Yeah. Time to go from a 3-9 power scope.
Maybe
go out and get yourself a
4-16 that you
get
want.
Get yourself a loophole 4-16. I mean,
with a 50-millimeter objective lens,
you never know.
See, you know, into the twilight of night, or you can even evening coyote hunt with it. You know, if you got the right caliber gun in Michigan, you can hunt at night with your rifle.
Yep.
And it might just be exactly what you need. So if you hunt with a 243 or a 6mm or a 6.5 Grendel or a
269 or smaller.
Yeah. So lots of good opportunities for you to upgrade your equipment. But do it while you got your profit sharing check coming in. Spend that money. Keep it local. Don't buy off the internet because that doesn't do anything local. It doesn't feed the guy at the store next to you that's going through the shopping with a shopping cart full of groceries. You know
right.
what I mean? Spend your money local. Now, I was also looking at beautiful new guns and gear this week, like I do pretty much every week. But I looked this week specifically at nice shotguns because I've been thinking about clay shooting so much.
Right.
And Jake, I saw this 16-gauge over and under Fair. The Fair is the model name. It's made in
Italy.
Fair. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Is it F dot A dot?
Nope, it's F-A-I-R.
Okay.
And they had one gold inlaid 16-gauge over and under that had such beautiful walnut. The workmanship on this gun, everything was jeweled.
Mm.
It was like $4,500 at Williams. And phenomenal. The workmanship, the scrolling, the engraving, hand-engraved down the tang on the top of the gun, you know, underneath the
yep.
safety. It was stunning. I was very careful holding it. You know,
yeah.
Like, oh, this is.
Is it heavy? Yes. And
no,
it's expensive.
No.
Put it down.
No, it wasn't. Right. It wasn't heavy. It was very nice. It's a 16 gauge.
Yeah.
And a lot of people forget about 16 gauge, but I swear they're making a comeback. You were, I would love to get like an 870 in 16 gauge. I keep looking for a Model 12 in 16 gauge. I know there's a ton of them out there sitting in closets right now that aren't getting used. I would love to have one of those, you know? So that's just something to think about. That Fair, it's kind of a one of a kind. They acted like it's a high end gun that we stock or we shoot, we sell them. We just don't have a lot of men. But this one had, it wasn't gold plate.
It was new, so it wasn't a used gun.
No, it's brand new gun. These are all brand new guns I'm talking about. And they had, the gold inlay was real. It wasn't plate. It wasn't a thin. It was like a chunk of gold on there that was molded into a duck or
wow.
a pheasant. It was like it had probably $1,000 worth of gold on it, you know?
We melt it down.
Yeah.
Get that gold.
No.
I'm okay with a silver gun. Just yeah.
It doesn't have to be gold.
Was it
case hardened with inlay on it?
But honestly, was it a point with one of the, was it one of those guns where it was so pretty you wouldn't want to
no,
take it out?
No, this one I'd be proud to carry
okay.
in the field.
Some of those guns you see and it's
yeah,
like
yeah, they're just too gaudy. This wasn't
like
gaudy
like
at all.
Like the 725 Satori Brownings. Beautiful
oh.
shotguns.
Oh,
beautiful. But it's like, oof, that's a
no,
you're not going to go trapping through the woods with that.
No, but I do a lot of skeet and trap shooting.
Yeah.
You know, in sporting clay. 725
well, it's kind of like heaven.
Guns.
Let's well, say you build up a beautiful race car, right? You're not just going to go driving around 75 every day.
No, no.
You're gonna
it's
take
not
it,
going to be an everyday driver.
You take it to, you know,
yep.
to the shows.
So, and now, so to switch directions, I also looked at all the Franchi inertias.
Yeah.
Which Franchi is made by Benelli. They are excellent inertia-fired shotguns, and they are beautiful. So, Jacob, you shoot the heck out of your...
I have an Affinity left-handed 3-inch all-black.
Yep,
Franchi.
And it rocks. Every time you shoot it, you're like, I should shoot this gun more.
It's
he always
light,
says that.
It's lightweight. It's inertia, so there's no messy gas. Such a little bit amount of cleaning that gun
needs. You can
literally
hose the gun off, Dan, and it's clean. So
yeah.
it just, it's a
compared
good gun.
Compared to, you know, when you shoot a gas-operated shotgun to an inertia shotgun...
Oh, big difference. Big difference.
And it's such a light gun.
I
know it's
thought
aluminum
on it
receiver
was,
and stuff, but...
My thought on it is they're literally bargains for the money.
They
okay?
are.
So Affinities, if you go to a Franchi Affinity, it'll pay for itself in years to come with good service and a good gun. Now, CZ is another one of those
and
companies.
And they are some, Italian made.
Yeah, they are.
It's got
so,
all the proof marks from Italy
right,
in it.
Right. Now, CZ, a lot of the guns are made in Turkey, but they are top quality guns. They're side-by-sides, they're over-and-unders, they're semi-autos, they're even their pumps, they're all good. CZ makes darn good guns for the money. And they had a real high-end single-shot CZ 12-gauge there
oh.
that was for trap.
Oh,
and it
sure.
was just outstanding. It went up so beautiful. Adjustable cheek, Nice big fat forend to hold that, you know, to hold, you're holding that single. And it, I just followed it around, you know, looking around the store. And I was like, oh, does this thing fit? You know, I would have adjusted the cheek piece down a little bit because I got a chubby cheek. But nice. Now, Ruger, I've been saying for years, Ruger unfortunately doesn't make shotguns right now. No. So I got to change directions a little bit. They're not making them now, but I think they're going to. If you've got a Ruger red label, don't sell it. Hang on to it.
Or the gold labels.
The gold, yeah.
You rarely see a gold label.
I heard there was a lot of mix-ups with those, though. So we'll see how it goes with. Some people really weren't happy with the quality of the gold label.
It's interesting. We have that Ruger book. His guy, anyways, it's like the Ruger commemorative book they came out with.
Yeah.
And it is pretty impressive to see how truly gorgeous some of those early red labels and gold labels were. The workmanship for an American shotgun.
And the number ones.
In the
you
price
still
points.
See it in the number ones. I was looking at a number one, a Ruger number one in 450 Bushmaster a couple days ago, and I was just oohing and aahing over it. I was like, oh my gosh, this thing is gorgeous. So Ruger has all their high-powered rifles and the rimfires. I was talking the other day with, we were going on the show here just a couple weeks ago about that new lightweight model they got. That thing doesn't weigh. It's all carbon fiber.
A couple weekends ago, we saw that. That was
incredible. The thing weighs less than 3 pounds, and it's a Ruger 1022, carbon fiber everything, and it's just phenomenal. It weighed nothing. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And those are one of the guns you'd look for a super light scope to go on. So you got a backpack gun that weighs nothing.
Yeah, because a lot of times those scopes would weigh more than that gun. It defeats the purpose.
But Ruger has come out with those rifles. They're American rifles, the new series, the Gen 2s, are out of this world. I can't say enough good about them. Bold action, beautiful, spiral fluted. They're really fighting the onslaught Mossberg put on them with the Predator rifles because Mossberg jumped the gun. And
Patriots.
Patriot rifles, not Predators. Yeah, because the Rugers are the Predators. Yep. And that's how it goes. They got the Patriots and the Predators, and they are...
Sounds like NBA teams.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
The felons.
Anyways, just tons of good choices. And so many options, Ruger, thousands of guns they offer. Just crazy. Browning, of course, is top of the line.
I appreciate being left-handed. A lot of these companies show specifically on their website their left-handed options.
Yeah, they just say they just do that to tease you. They really don't make them because nobody wants them.
Well, but Ruger does have a good left-handed options. You know, Browning has a good amount of left-handed options.
Oh, they do.
And now that Browning and Winchester are the same group of firearms, a lot, makes a difference. The AB3 is the same from Browning as the Winchester, XBR or whatever. Yep. You know, it's all the same stuff.
And remember, with ARs, Ruger makes beautiful ARs,
Ruger
too.
Ruger makes well
And
done
they're making
American
their precision
guns.
Rifles. CZ's making precision rifles. But as far as ARs go, there's top-of-the-line ARs. If you're wanting to spend some money and get something that's going to last, how about a Daniel Defense AR?
Yeah.
You know? They're beautiful. Aero Precision. Get a high-end AR. Get something that's not just run-of-the-mill. So many handguns out there to choose from, too. Revolvers, everyday carries. That's EDC, Dan, just in case you're wondering. EDC, everyday carry.
Yes.
Tons out there. Handguns, the revolver market is huge right now. So many good handguns on the market.
To talk about things coming around in full swing, revolvers and lever action guns.
And Western shooting, I think, is coming back still, too.
Smith & Wesson constant. Now has that 1854 lever action.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And all these different calibers.
357, 45 Colt, and 44 Magnum. 44 Magnum.
And then, the revolvers, right? You've got so many new things coming out from Colt. And then Smith & Wesson just introduced all those classic series with none of the locks on them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really... It's a big year, I think. Yep. 2025 will be a big year.
Yeah, our whole thing is life is short. Get something you'll want, cherish, and enjoy. And because tomorrow's not guaranteed, folks. But next Saturday, we'll be here, God willing, and the creek don't rise, with more of the Gunsmith Show. Remember, go to our website, thegss.com. Check us out. You can link to all the posts we've done, and you can even listen to this show again over and over again on there if you want to, until you're blue in the face. So thanks, Dan, for pushing all the buttons for us.
Well, another edition of the Gunsmith Show. Wrap it up right now. We'll get you back over to the Ultimate Classic Rock right here on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Thanks for listening, everybody.